Have we been up in the balcony up there yet? Nobody's been up there yet? Nathan's visiting. Are you running low? We got more cars over here if you need more. If we're running out of cards, that's pretty good. I got 500 cards. Well, you're giving everybody two, so that boils it down to 250. We may run out of cards. Well, I've got more cards. Huh? In the bag. May I make a suggestion to you as we get ready to start the test? We won't put the first question up yet. But some of them will be lengthy. And I would suggest that you number them. They'll be 1 through 20, but just number them one at a time. And you may want to make yourself a little note just to jog your memory as to what the question was. And it may be a simple thing, just a little, whatever you need to kind of jog your memory of what that particular question was, and then write out the answer. And if you're writing out the answer and it's going to take you too long to write out the complete answer, you can use abbreviations if you need to as you go through. Raise your hand if you need a card or a pencil. Upstairs, if you need a card or a pencil, raise your hand. Everybody got one? Everybody ready? Those who passed them out, make sure you have one and get in your seat and be prepared. Okay, Bobby, I think we're about ready. Bobby's the one who particularly told me that, yes, he would sell the question, the answers, to anybody. So, question number one, name the 12 sons of Jacob. Name the 12 sons of Jacob. And this is one of those. You may want to make a little note because you may want to think about it and come back to it. If you want to abbreviate, you can. I'll give you a few minutes. If you can read lips, I'll give them to you. Y'all get that? Okay. Okay, let's go to the second one. If you're not finished with that one, you can still come and work back to it if you want to. And that one was easy. Here we go to the hard one. Name the books of the Old Testament. You may really want to abbreviate here. Are you smarter than a second grader? Come on now. Bible's closed. Index to the Bible closed. If you need to count them to see that you've got the right number, how many are there? Huh? 39. That's right. It's 39. So everybody about done? Anybody begging for more help? I mean, more time, not help, more time. Okay, the next question, still a list, but it's not a very long one. Name the divisions of the Old Testament books. They're divided into categories. Name the divisions of the Old Testament books. Okay, everybody ready? I think this will be the last list for a while. Name the 10 plagues. Name the 10 plagues against Egypt when the children of Israel were led out of the land of Egypt. Okay? Anybody need a little more time? We're okay? All right. Question number 5. What is the relationship between Moses and Miriam? What is the relationship between Moses and Miriam? Okay? Next question. What is the relationship between Terah and Abraham? What is the relationship between Terah or Terah and Abraham? Okay, number 7. What is the relationship between Ham and Japheth? What is the relationship between Ham and Japheth? Next one, what is the relationship between Jacob and Rachel? What is the relationship between Jacob and Rachel? The next one. What is the relationship between Amram and Moses? What is the relationship between Amram and Moses? Number 10. The oldest man who ever lived was 969 years old when he died. Who was that man? Spelling does not count. Everybody got that one? Okay. Number 11. Who chose the lush green valleys for his home and settled his family in the city of Sodom? Okay. Number 12. What did God provide for Abraham to sacrifice instead of his son Isaac? What did God provide for Abraham to sacrifice instead of his son Isaac? Okay, number 13. What did the spies say about the promised land? When the spies came back, what did they say about the promised land? There's three things they said. What did they say? Next one, how many spies were sent to explore the promised land? How many spies were sent to explore the promised land? Next one. Name the days of creation. I have to tell you this. I thought it would be funny if I was answering this to say day one, day two, day three. And I thought if somebody did that, I'd want to know how far did they go. Did they go to day 7? If they went to day 7, they were wrong. But that's not the correct answer, so we stop that, save you from that. Name the days of creation, what was on each day. Is everybody tired? Brain frozen? Okay, are we ready? Anybody need a little more time? Okay. What did Moses do in Egypt that caused him to be afraid and then run to Midian? What did Moses do in Egypt that caused him to be afraid and then run to Midian? Okay, 17. What two foods did God send to feed the Israelites when they were in the desert? What two foods did God send to feed the Israelites when they were in the desert? Okay. What happened to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram when they tried to be priests? What happened to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram when they tried to be priests? Okay, 19. Name the major prophets. I think I'd read that carefully. Name the major prophets. Now, I don't want to throw you off. You understand on the major prophets. One of the prophets wrote two books. So name the major prophets. I don't necessarily think that would mean name all the books, but name the prophets. Okay, last question. Why did God give Miriam a skin disease? Why did God give Miriam a skin disease? As y'all finish, I will go get Eric, and we will have the correct answers given to us.
You can jump ahead. Okay, so what you just answered, or hopefully answered, if you're like me, when I would take a test in school, I would go ahead and grade it sometimes for my teachers when I knew things were wrong. You just went through most of what our second graders learn on Sunday mornings. And so to see how you did with your answering, we are going to have our, these are now actually third graders, but they just went through the second grade class. We are going to have them answer these questions. So the first one, who can name the 12 sons of Jacob?
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, then came Joseph. Last one's name was Benjamin.
All right, there they are. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin. Next question, who can name the books of the Old Testament?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
Excellent, Will. We do a whole lot of singing up in second grade. All right, name the divisions of the Old Testament books, Bradley.
Law, history, poetry, major prophets, and minor prophets.
Correct. And how do we remember that? Who can tell me?
5, 5, 12.
Good job. All right. Law, history, poetry, major and minor prophets. How are you doing so far? Name the 10 plagues. First plague. I'm going to have all y'all work together.
River turned to blood.
River turned to blood. Number two.
Frogs.
Number three.
Lice.
Number four.
Flies.
Number five.
Death of livestock.
Number six.
Boils.
Number seven.
Hail.
Number eight.
Darkness.
Before darkness.
Locusts.
Number nine.
It was darkness.
And number 10.
Death of firstborn.
Great job. Here are the answers. I'm just curious, how many people got all 10? There you go, Dana McCarver. Excellent. All right, these are the relationship questions. What is the relationship between Moses and Miriam?
Brother and sister.
Good job, brother and sister. Next question. What is the relationship between Terah and Abraham?
Father and son.
Nice. Number seven. What is the relationship, y'all are ready, between Ham and Japheth?
Brothers.
Brothers. Number eight. What is the relationship between Jacob and Rachel?
Husband and wife.
And number nine, what is the relationship between Amram and Moses?
Father and son.
Excellent. Number 10, the oldest man who ever lived was 969 years. What was his name?
Methuselah.
Good job. Who chose the lush green valleys for his home and settled his family in the city of Sodom?
Lot.
Excellent. Lot. I heard a yes. Got it. What did God provide for Abraham to sacrifice instead of his son Isaac? Noah.
A ram.
A ram. Genesis 22. And what did the spy say about the promised land? There were three things. One of them.
Grapes.
There were grapes. Yes. Number two.
Giants.
And number three?
The land was flowing with milk and honey.
Good job. Those were the three we were looking for. How many spies were sent to explore the promised land?
12.
12. Do you remember the song? Will you sing it? No. You will? No? Okay, we won't sing it then. Name the days of creation. 6 days of creation. Day one.
God made light when there was none.
God made light when there was none. Day two.
Season, sky so blue.
Season, sky so blue. Day three.
Trees and flowers and plants.
Day four.
Sun and moon and stars galore.
Day five.
God made birds and fish alive.
6 day or day six?
Animals and man.
Animals and man. And then day seven, what happened?
God rested in his heaven.
Great job. All right, five more. What did Moses do in Egypt that caused him to be afraid and run to Midian?
Because he was whipping Israelites, an Egyptian. He killed him.
Great job. Moses killed the Egyptian when he was harming or whipping the Israel slave. Number 17, what two foods did God send to feed the Israelites when they were in the desert?
Quail and manna.
Good job. 18, what happened to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram when they tried to be the priest?
They got swallowed up into the earth.
They got swallowed up into the earth. Fascinating story. Name the major prophets. There's five I'm looking for. One guy wrote two.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel.
Good job. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, written by Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And last question. Why did God give Miriam a skin disease?
They were complaining to God. Moses.
Yes, they were complaining. Her and Aaron were complaining about Moses. Good job. Y'all can go find your family and take a seat. Those second graders just got 100%. And I know when it comes to Bible trivia, no one is necessarily judging you on how many you got right or wrong. But what I think it does point out is the importance of opening that Bible and studying yourself and with your families and with the kids. The verse just left my head, but it talks about how the next generation could be raised up to not know God, which is a terrifying thought. And so I hope today you had fun trying to come up with these answers. When I peeked in, I saw a few of you looked like you were cheating a little bit, which is fine. But I hope if there's anything you took away from tonight, it's that no matter the age, you have the ability to learn this stuff and to remember this stuff and hold on to it. Because planting these seeds now with these young ones, there's no telling where they will be in just a few years, right? It's so important. It's as important or more important than anything else that you could be doing right now is growing closer and closer, opening that Bible and getting to know more and more about God. Tonight, if there's anyone who needs help, our elders are always here ready to meet with you. If there's anything you need, please come right now as we stand and as we sing.